If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
This young woman is coming home completely sad. So her mother said, hey, baby, what happened? You were out with your boyfriend, your love of your life. Said, yeah, and he proposed to me. She said, and you must be happy. It's beautiful. Said, yeah, but there is a problem. He doesn't believe in God and in hell. So the mother said, don't worry. Between you and me, we will teach him.
This guy walks into a pub.
Yes.
And he says, the most beautiful woman sitting on the bar. And he walks straight to her and says, listen, my darling, you look exactly like my third wife. She says, oh, yes. How many times have we been married?
Twice.
She said, twice.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today's Wednesday. The time is 6:06, and the date is the 15th of August in the year 2018. I told you we're gonna make it. I told you all we're gonna make it to 2018. Believe it or not, we made it, 2018. Not great, but we're not in great shape, but we still made it. The Jewish day today is 4th of the month of Elul, and it's 5,778. That's the year. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn star. So, for that, I've got a fifth porn star here with us, Sasha Asta.
Hello.
How are you, Sashi?
I'm great. How are you? Undecided.
Undecided.
He's got issues.
No. The country has issues, let me tell you.
You've got the next 53 minutes to improve.
All right, here you go. So we've got 53 minutes to go, so let's go. So what do we have with us? Who do we have with us today? First of all, so we've got from 96 Cent and... No.
Well, you do have, but just...
Yeah, but not yet. All right, so let's do like this. From the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as our coin and ticket memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Eitan. From 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. She is also known as giving the best service in the whole industry. Please welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody. He's coming.
She brought a few tricks back from Thailand.
Yeah. He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody, and I hope you enjoy our show.
If we're going to have good movies, we're going to enjoy. Otherwise, what's the idea?
Good movies.
Not great. She's the lady to give me a hard time. She hails from the deep ends of Keshi. No, she's not my wife, but she's also a jewelry person. I want you to say hello to Irene Bauer.
She's MIA, but I'll say hello, darling.
All right. Liel is not with us today, and he's a little bit sick. So instead of him, we've got with us Moshe Starograd.
Good evening.
With all of us here introduced, like I said, my name is Roy Perrett, so...
Not all of us.
I did introduce you. You were not here. All right.
Well, now I can say hello, darling.
Here you go. So, please don't forget to like us on our Facebook pages, Porn Stars on 101.9. Try, it's very nice. We've got short videos on Instagram of the show. So, if you like the show, even if you don't like the show, you'd like the videos. I'm telling you, you would like the videos. Our technician, say hello to our technician, Tabo. Thank you, Tabo. And, if you're listening from all over the world, you know you can, listen to the show on podcast. Just go to www.chaifm.com and under Wednesday you'll find Porn Stars Unplug and Laugh Away. It is really, really no millionaire show, I must say. So so what we're gonna have today, we're gonna listen to Peter Feldman talking about movies, what new movies we have. We'll hear Eitan talking
about stuff
is gonna talk
what
about
what did you say
yeah He's going to talk stuff. Eitan's going to talk about stuff. And I'm going to try to basically be the...
Keep everybody entertained, right?
Yeah, be the zookeeper. Or that we're going to give Sasha to do, I'm not sure yet. What do we have today? Just stay with us and you'll see it's actually very nice. I'm going to read for you something that I actually prepared. So if you don't mind, you must bear with me. I must see where I read. Yeah, it was this one. So I want you just to listen to what I have to say here, if you don't mind. I see that we've got a small problem with this. So jobs and in them. In Twanzuma, and I can say that I was one of the voices against our old president. But something really wrong is happening in South Africa since. No, it's not everything will be fine. No. So in the meantime, we're sitting together with all the emerging market countries and also like them losing grounds, losing to the dollar big time. Some of us losing our livelihood, some of us losing their jobs, income, and in the meantime, we didn't want Zuma, and I can say that I was one of the voices against our old president. But something really wrong is happening in South Africa since. No, it's not everything will be fine. No, it's not fine anymore. We have suffered isolation from the worst at the time of apartheid. Now, some heads of states are calling for our government thieves, corrupt, and other names. Which me, personally, I cannot say nothing against, because I think, I'm gonna give you some states. Some heads of states saying they will not deal with our country, because they don't deal with thieves. That is because of the law for land without compensation. They, I'm talking about the West, forgot the crime, corruptions, and the farmer killings, and other killings that's happening in South Africa today. When the government is trying to explain to the citizens of this country how good is nationalization, Margaret Thatcher said, it's a great system till you finish the other people's money. Being a Marxist or a communist liberation movement, it's very good for you, but then you always enjoy the benefits of capitalization. They will drink Johnny Walker and they'll travel the world in the best hotels and they'll buy their wives the best BMWs, Mercedeses and all and whatever luxury vehicles that capitalism made. This is a product of the capitalism. Like, you know, iPhone that you're talking with and everything is a product of capitalism. I haven't heard about many products came from communism. So what did we achieve after the apartheid regime? Believe it or not, whatever we achieved, if we achieved anything, I'm not impressed. Looking at the Vaal River today, looking like if we've done something even 10 years ago, it may be saved. Today, I heard somebody saying that it will take R1 trillion. Guys, between 800 million to R1 trillion to fix it. And the way the rand is going against the dollar, maybe it's going to be 100 trillion. Who knows? Are you impressed? Are you, my listeners, are you impressed what's happening? So I got some people will call it a funny WhatsApp today, and I have to read it to you. It is actually describes the state of our, just let me read to you. So basically, you can imagine working for a company that has a little more than 500 employees and has the following statistics. So 29 of your employees have been accused for spousal abuse. That's out of 500. Seven have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused for writing bad checks. 117 directly or indirectly bankrupted at least two businesses. Three of them done time for assault. Time meaning sitting in jail for assault. 71 of them cannot get credit card due to bad credit. 14 have been arrested for drug-related charges. Listen, 14 of them been arrested for drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 currently defendants in lawsuits. 84 has been arrested for drunken driving only last year. 373 in total of this company, approximately 70% of the company. Can you guess what organization it is? We talk about the organization. All right. So this is, it's a 535 members of the South African Parliament. The same group of members or idiots that crank our hundreds
of new laws every year and designed to keep us, the rest, us, to keep us in line. What can I say? After that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So this doctor, it comes to the guy and says to him, do you do any sports? He says, the patient says, does sex count? He says, yes. He says, then no.
You know, I take my wife everywhere, but somehow she keep coming back.
I managed to lose my rifle when I was in the army, and I had to pay back like R1,000 for the rifle to cover the loss. Now I'm starting to understand why Navy captains always go down with their ships.
Getting married is very much like going to a restaurant with your friend. After you order and you eat, you're actually jealous you didn't order what your friend ordered.
That's my wife. She always orders something that at the end of the day, no, it's better. Why did you order? You know, she end up eating my stuff.
John and Bob went to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they talking. So John telling Bob, you know, I didn't sleep with my wife before we got married. Did you? So Bob said, well, I'm not sure what was her maiden name.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Peter Feldman is here at the studio, and the echo is gone. And go for it, Peter.
Right, so there are three movies opening on Friday. They're not great movies. The first
that's
one...
That's terrible.
It's not great movies. I'm sorry, terrible. You do get a bad week. It's like everything in business. The main movie I think people will go and see is called The Spy Who Dumped Me. And this was Mira Kunis, Kate McKinnon, and Justin Theroux, and is directed by a woman, Susanna Vogel. The Spy Who Dumped Me is a silly action comedy aimed primarily at a female market on a girl's night out. Mira Kunis as Audrey and motor mouth comedian Kate McKinnon of American comedy TV series Saturday Night Live. She plays Morgan, and they attempt to outdo each other in the vacuous buddy romp. McKinnon's performance is so overdone that her unappealing character loses focus well before the end, degenerating into a bizarre and vulgar roller coaster of cheap laughs. What happens is that Justin Theroux plays the boyfriend of the Mira Kunis character. Yeah. And what happens is that he's a spy. She doesn't know that. So he dumps her.
How can you dump Mila Kunis?
Yeah, he can
dump
her.
That must be an idiotic movie.
Yeah, he's crazy. That's about the script. It's a crazy script. So what happens is they suddenly, these two friends find themselves in the middle of a spy drama.
Yeah.
And people are chasing them and they're trying to kill them. And they hop from one location to another. The director is a woman, obviously, so it's got a very female angle. She invests the movie with a high-spirited comedy veneer, as if everything is hilarious, even when people are getting killed at every turn and the central characters are in constant peril. But the key here is nobody cares about Audrey and Morgan, who find themselves over their heads in trouble as they hop from one glamorous location to another. The Spy Who Dumped Me is never remotely serious, yet for the most part, it isn't funny either. The splurge of violence adds a sour edge. I mean, Roy, death is not a big joke, and the sourness affects the comedy. What we have is a production that tries to be cheerful, but in essence is misguided and even ugly. An odious exercise in a genre delivered without conviction. A title in search of a movie. Okay, so there we have it. So that's The Spy Dumped Me. If you want to go and see it,
Mila Kunis.
Be my guest. Then there's a South African movie, which is not bad for a South African movie, and that lowers the whole tone, because when you say, local is lekker, this is not too bad. Jay Anstey, who is a model, she plays the lead character. This film is called Farewell Ella Bella. Now, Ella Bella is a character who lives in a...
I saw the trailer for this.
You did! Sweet. Was it wonderful?
It was delightful,
really.
Isn't
that funny? I mean, it's
warm.
It's
warm.
Yes, this character inhabits the world. She is down and out. There's no sunlight in her life. She lives in a small town in Beaufort West. Now, anybody who lives in Beaufort West will know it's a very small town. Her alcoholic father is dying, and she's got to look after him. So she's mostly shut off from the world. And then she meets up with her godfather, and her godfather is black, and her godfather is a musician, and he decides, you know, he's going to reconnect with her. Meanwhile, the father, played by Lionel Newton, and I must say, he's okay, but it's a cameo role, and he's sick. What can you do? You're sick. And the father passes away, and then she decides to bury his ashes in her old Johannesburg house. So they go on this journey. And during the journey, strange things happen. And she is trying to rediscover herself. Who am I? Why am I living on this planet? Where do I go from here? So it's a bittersweet comedy, if you like. And I didn't think it was bad, considering the elements that they bring into it. And you see a bit of South Africa. So if this film is shown overseas, they can see what Beaufort West looks like, and they can see what Johannesburg looks like. So it's not too bad. And then the third film is an interesting movie. It's set in Europe 20,000 years ago. It's about the primitive tribes. It's called Alpha. And it's about a young hunter who's part of a tribe. And what they do is every year they go bison hunting, the whole tribe, because they've got to eat for the winter. They've got to kill these bison. And it's a route of passage for this young guy. He's got to prove himself. But what happens is he gets badly injured and he's almost killed. And the tribe can't get hold of him because he's fallen down a cliff. So they decide to abandon him. So he's got to survive in terrible conditions. And eventually he comes across a pack of wolves and they're ready to eat him. But he defends himself and he injures the lead wolf. Now what happens during the course of this movie is the wolf, the lone wolf who was injured, and this poor guy, they become friends. So it's a relationship between the wolf and the guy. And, you know, they want to say that this is where our first relationship with animals, like a dog. How did we get our dogs? And so this film just goes on and on and on. It's an endurance test, both for the audience and for the actors, because this poor guy, he has to go through a huge amount of snow and wind and live in a cave and kill the rabbits to eat. And you really feel it.
You're describing some of us marriage, so carry on.
A marriage, a marriage.
It's an endurance test, yeah.
Okay, so what my question is, because tonight, Roy,
yes,
happy listeners, can win four tickets. That's two pairs. Four tickets to a new Metro cinema.
And not just a cinema.
Not a cinema. And what we've now organized is that they can go to a VIP cinema as well.
There you go,
because,
man.
Because they couldn't do it before. And we had a few problems, which we've now sorted out. I'm happy to report.
I've still got a lot of problems. Must I tell them now?
No, not right now, right, Roy. Right, let me conclude our little section. Okay. And you can go ahead and do
yes,
your thing.
Yes, all right. No.
And so what I'm going to ask you is, could you give us the names of the two female leads in The Spy Who Dumped Me? And you can send it to us, Roy. You've got all the details.
Do you remember who the actors are? So two actors from The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Spy Who Dumped Me, yes.
From The Spy Who Dumped
Two
Me.
Two friends who are getting into trouble.
Yeah, two actors. So send it to us to 34519 or telegram 0618951019. You can also WhatsApp it to me, because if you don't have telegram or whatever, 0836100209, 0836100209. Telegram 0618951019 or SMS numbers is 34519.
And it's a movie of your choice, but you must remember, you can't see the movie the week of release.
So
you can't go and see The Spy Who Dumped Me. You can have to wait a week.
Yeah.
Also, no, I just want to mention, Roy.
But you said a big movie, so yeah. All right, yeah.
You know what the biggest opening weekend movie was last weekend?
Which one?
Take a guess. Remember what I spoke about last week? I know you don't know.
No. I actually like,
The Shark.
The Shark. Oh, was it
The Meg? A massive opening weekend, showing at Extreme Premium and 40X, a multi-sensory movie, so you really feel it. That has been the biggest weekend opening in South Africa. And the biggest local opening for a movie was Thrum Up.
Thrum Up?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but it's had mixed reviews. It's about five women who go on a wilderness trail and what happens
you
to
lost
them.
Me when you said five women. Yeah, okay, carry on.
They're not girls, they're women.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You lost me there.
Okay. Yeah. So that's about it. That's a wrap, Roy. Thanks very much.
Is that a wrap? So yeah, we've got a girl here, or a boy. I'm sure it's a girl because she's... Yeah. So she says, Beaufort West is quite large for a Karoo standard. Have you tried new... What?
Can't read it. Bathsheba.
Bathsheba. Bethesda.
New Bethesda. It's a town. It's also in that area.
All right.
Yeah. There's a lot of those towns there. Right. Sorry. Okay.
All right. So thank you so much, guys. And you know what? I actually got after the tiring movies, I've got a beautiful song for you. I'm sure you're going to like it.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know, a girl is telling her fiancé, when we will get married, I want to share all your worries and troubles and lighten your burden. So the guy said, it's very kind of you, my dear, but I don't have any worries or trouble. The girl said, well, we're not married yet.
Marriage is when a man loses his bachelor's degree and a woman gets her master's degree.
You know guns.
They don't kill people. No.
No, they don't. It's husband that coming home early kill people.
So I came to my dad and said, Dad, make me a sandwich. And my dad said, hocus pocus, you're a sandwich.
Before I got married, I had 6 theories about how to raise kids. Now I've got 6 kids and no theories.
Guest Pawnstars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we beg, thank you for staying with us. Believe it or not, they're all through this hard time. That was Mike and the Mechanics. I love this song. And Eitan, what do you have to say to us today? What do we have for today? I believe today, first of all, let's, if we talk history, a little bit of history. So Napoleon Bonaparte was born today, 15th of August. Yeah, he's a Leo, eh? So Napoleon Bonaparte was a French statesman and military leader who rose to prominence during the French Revolution and led several successful campaigns during the French Revolution wars. Anyway, what I want to tell you, he was born on 15 August 1769. That's about a year after you, Ethan.
Around there, yeah.
Around there, yeah.
And well, we went to the Palmach together.
But, you know what the joke is? Even Moshe is laughing. Moshe is a friend of Jesus.
Well, you know. Moshe went to help with his birth.
Well, Moshe and Jesus together used to go to school. Right. But Moshe taught Jesus some stuff.
How to walk on water.
You were going to say something bad.
I want to say something bad. All right. So, Moshe, well, yeah. But anyway. So, Ethan is here from, not Jesus, Ethan is Bonaparte. Yeah. So, so he was born 15 August 1769. He died on the 5th of May 1821.
Just under 52 years old.
Yeah, just under 52 years old.
But he was an exile in Santa Elena.
What he was?
An exile in Santa Elena.
Yes, he was an exile. The joke is he died in 1821. He only was buried at 19 years later in 1840.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
They brought his body too.
Yeah.
The bones were came over there.
The bones, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it after. Yeah,
what we call leftover.
Yeah.
Secondly.
So, yeah, he had two wives. His last wife was Marie Louise, Duchess of Parma. The one before was Empress Josephine. Everybody knows Empress Josephine. He was married to her from 1796 to 1809. So that makes All right. What he said is, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. Huh? He's look at that. Then he says, hey, you must not fight too often with one enemy, or you'll teach them your art of war. He's right. He was right. He was a clever guy. Death is nothing, but to live defeated and inglorious is to die daily. Don't you think? Was a clever guy. Never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. You hear that, Henry? Yeah, all right. Ten people who speak make more noise than 10,000 which are silent. There you go. Politics is stupidity. It is not a handicap. Eitan, go for it.
Yeah, just few points like today in history. Yeah. It's actually quite a lot of it, but we'll do it short.
It.
In 1914, Panama Canal opened for traffic. 1945.
Really?
Yeah, today, 1945. Emperor,
you know who? You know who dug the Panama Canal? By the way.
Well,
Do you know anybody got idea who dug the Panama Canal?
I know the story about the Suez Canal, but
Panama Canal, you don't know.
It was a blonde gold digger.
Well, I know.
Sasha's not impressed with my jokes today. I'm sorry.
I know the story about the Suez Canal, you know, with the Scottish.
They lost a few pennies.
So they brought them in. So in 1945, Emperor Hirohito.
Hirohito of
Japan officially announced of the surrender, end of World War II, basically. 1947, India and Pakistan both became independent. In 1948, the IDF joined by the Cherkessies, where they are...
The IDF?
The Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah.
In 1948, today, the Cherkessies platoon joined the army and swore loyalty to Israel. You know that they are from the Islam background. 1961, Berlin Wall start to be built. Now, 1967, close to our heart. The Jewish calendar, it was Teisha Be'av, the 9th of Av, what is, you know, the fast. But what's special about this one in 1967 today, that the high rabbi of the IDF, Major General Shlomo Goren, by the Wailing Wall or Kotel HaMaravi, what we call, he gave a special mincha, and this was called under, and the shofar blew our liberty. For our liberty.
All right.
So this is on the freedom of Jerusalem, basically, so they did a special mincha.
And everything happened today.
This one on today date. And quickly another, the Woodstock.
Woodstock started today.
Yeah, 1968.
Today, 1969.
1969
today.
69. Now I know why. All right, yeah, Gary.
And it's a very famous movie, depend on the generation you were born in. But the movie Apocalypse Now was released in 1979. And... just, we're talking a lot about, you know, the Gaza Strip and all of this. So today in 2005, the implementation of the agreement, we basically the Israelis start to leave all the settlement in Gaza Strip in the south of Somron.
Yeah, we start to,
we start to evacuate all of
this. And all the left wingers, we're clapping and saying, yeah, you see, it's better. And, the clever guys, they say there will never be any Katyushas from Gaza to Israel. And here you go today, you know what?
Just one more thing to mention. One of the actor I love the most in Israel, Ze'ev Revach, was born today, 1940.
All right.
That's history.
Thank you so much for history. We had enough of history. So now,
Chuck.
Before we do Chuck, hold on a second. You know what? I want to put something, because we have not talked about women today. So I'm going to put something very realistic, talking about women. I don't know if you remember this one. This one is, Electric Light Orchestra.
ELO.
PLO.
Yeah.
This is evil woman, guys. Basically to all the evil women out there. Just know you evil.
We are evil.
Yeah.
And bad to the bone.
Bad to the bones. Evil woman. Let me tell you, women can never be evil. I mean, when you look at them, they look so nice and pretty and this and that.
That's how we lure you into our web.
Exactly. Women are evil, eh?
Very evil, darling.
I mean, you know Jeff Lane? He wasn't a pretty boy, but anyway, in a band, he could sing very nicely.
That's the only good thing about him.
Yeah, let me tell you, ELO was one of my best anyway.
I'm talking about other things.
I don't know the other things, Irene. I don't know.
Not pretty. You said
no, he
so
wasn't
yourself.
Pretty. He wasn't pretty.
So he had but, one good thing.
He could sing. He could sing, let me tell you. So, yeah, evil woman, what can I say? So we're going to say, the time is now 18:46, which is 6:46. We've got 15 minutes to go. And you know what? I've got some such nice jokes for you today. And all of them came
You know, one, well, let's start with the soft one, eh? So a rabbi, Moshe, you're listening to me. So this rabbi is walking the street and he's looking for the post office. So he comes to that, he stops, this guy is a junkie that's busy doing his drugs and whatever. And he asks him, where's the post office? The junkie tells him, you explain to him and tell him, where's that, what am I doing here? Why am I putting this song for? Hold on a second. So let me disconnect that one first of all. Yeah, that much better. So anyway, why are you laughing? Don't laugh at old people.
Because you say you don't like women, but clearly you got women on the brain.
I don't like women. Girls are
so
the right.
So why can't you think straight?
I can't think straight. So the rabbi is asking the junkie, and the junkie leaves his business, and he explains to him where this post office is. So the rabbi walks few steps afterwards, and he says, you know what? He's actually feeling very bad for the junkie. He's coming back and said to the junkie, listen, let me show you the real world. Let me show you how good is the Torah. I will show you the straight way to heaven. The junkie looked at him and says, you don't know how to get to the post office. How are you going to show me heaven? Hey, Dan, you got one? Oh,
yeah. Listen.
We've all got jokes.
Marriage is not a world. It's a sentence.
It's a sentence.
Life sentence.
Life sentence. Yeah. It is. I must say.
Yes, Eitan. You've told that before.
So listen to this
when
one.
I practice on you.
Listen, this one you'd like. This one you like. So anyway, there's a circus and the manager of the circus needs a new trainer for the lion. The lion ate the other one, I think.
Who's the trainer? Roy.
No, listen.
Are you the ringmaster?
I'm going to switch off your
next time we will
microphone.
Not run the stuff by you.
All right. So anyway, he's advertising for a post as a lion trainer, and he gets two people arrive. Very nice people. The one is a 70-year-old man, and the other one is a beautiful blonde bombshell. Anyway.
How old is she?
About 30.
So she's a woman.
She's a woman, yeah. So now. You take me with the joke. So anyway, so those two arrive and really is really impressed. You know, they come with a whip and the stick, you know, the trainer stick. And anyway, so now he says he's been very impressed. He wants now them to show them how good they are training a lion. So he says, who wants to go first? The lady says, I want to go first. So as she goes into the cage, she starts taking off her clothes. As she's taking off her clothes, the lion walks around her, licks her here, licks her there.
Licks her everywhere.
So the manager looks at the old man and says to him, the 7-year-old guy, and looks at him and says, can you better that? He says, you know what? If you take the lion out, yes.
So his daughter asking her mom, mommy, does angel can fly? So the mother said, of course, my sweetheart, angel can fly. Said, so when is our nanny going to fly? Because daddy call her all the time angel. So mommy said, don't worry, tomorrow and far away.
Can I tell you one?
Yes, sure.
Okay. A respectable lady went into the pharmacy. She says to the pharmacist, I'd like some cyanide. He says, what do you want to do with cyanide? So she says, I want to kill my husband. Poison
all right.
him.
Yeah.
So he says, but you can't do that. You'll go to jail. It's
illegal. Not,
it's illegal. You can't kill your husband. So she says, hold on a moment. She takes a photo out of her wallet and shows it to him. And
what
he says,
is it, from the 1960s?
Yes, 1960s.
Yeah.
So she shows him the photo. In the photo is her husband and his wife. So he says to her, well, you didn't tell me you had a prescription. I love it.
Yeah, that's nice. To answer Eitan, the joke about that, what do you have the joke about? About the last joke was?
Which
right.
one?
Anyway, this kid comes to a...
About the angels.
Huh?
About the angels.
All right. So this kid comes to his father and says, Daddy, I want you to explain to me what is tax. So his daddy ate 38% of his ice cream and says, this is tax.
Oh, shame.
I've got something for all of us guys out there. Okay.
All right.
I just love to do special things for my wife on Valentine's Day. Like open the door for her when she's carrying the laundry out to the machine.
This is very sexy.
Plug and unplug the vacuum cleaner as she's moving from room to room. So guys, please, it's the little things that you can make to make your marriage like mine.
And if only you did them for Shelley, Eitan.
So listen to this, So this guy, you know, the World Cup, just imagine yourself, close your eyes, imagine yourself the World Cup now sitting in Moscow. The World Cup, all the places full, 101,000 people in the
going
stadium,
crazy.
Going crazy. And here's sitting this old man, not very old, but like old man, sitting
like
in
your
the,
age.
Like my age, sitting in an empty seat next to him. The whole place is packed, empty seat next to him. So the guy next to him asks him, he says, what's that? He says, now I'll tell you a sad story. Myself and my wife used to go to all the great soccer games. So this one, you're like a book ticket and she died. Oh, shame. He said, but couldn't you take anybody else, like a friend or family with you? He says, no, I can't. They were all in the funeral.
You know, this wife was very suspicious of her husband having an affair. And one day she got so upset and she told me, listen, darling, how about if I will have a romance with your best friend? How are you going to call that? Said I would call it lesbian.
Okay, I'll tell you a joke.
All right.
Husband and wife are sitting in a restaurant having dinner, and this beautiful, hot, sexy blonde comes and plonks herself right next to the husband and kisses him on the lips and says, hello, darling. And the wife said, who the hell is this? Said, it's my girlfriend. She said, that's it. I want a divorce. I'm out of here. I'm done. He said, okay, fine, but I'll keep everything and you can go. And then as they're having this fight and this argument, Stanley walks in with this beautiful girl. Stanley's the husband's best friend. And she goes, and who the hell is Stanley with? So he said, well, that's Stanley's girlfriend. She says, okay, no, ours is a lot prettier. You don't want to lose the car in the house.
That's a good one. So those two guys are meeting. The one says, you know what? I don't know what to do. My wife just died this morning and I can't cry. I'm trying to get myself to cry. I can't cry. That one says, just imagine she's coming back.
You know, this couple had this huge, huge fight. In anger, the wife saying, you know, I was a fool when I married you. So the husband, very relaxed, replied, yes, dear. But I was in love and didn't pay attention to it.
So listen to this one. You know, Vladimir Putin is going to school, primary school, and wants to explain the kids, like he was talking about, you know, what's happening in Russia and whatever. So he goes, so basically sits in Moscow there in one of the small, so he wants to show how strong the state is and how he takes care of citizens. And at the end he says to the little students, he says to them, if they've got any questions, they must just ask. So the one says, he says, my name is Sasha, and I got two questions. So Putin says, yeah, so go for it. So he says, why is Russia attack the half island Krim? And the second question, why is Russia send some soldiers to Ukraine? So Putin started to say, good question. I'm very happy that you asked those questions. At that moment, the bell went off and all the kids went for the break. As they're coming back from the break, you know, we continue questions, and another student come up and says, my name is Misha, and I've got four questions for you. He says, why Russia attacked Krim? This is the first question. The second question, why Russia sent soldiers to Ukraine? And why the ring, the bell, was 20 minutes earlier? And why, and where the hell is Sasha? Where the hell is Sasha?
These two friends talking on the phone.
You like it?
Yeah. Well, we had to scratch him off the floor, yeah. So something was good about it.
Yeah.
So these two friends talking on the phone.
Yeah.
So the one telling the other, so Joe, what's happening with this great love of your life, Liz? So he said, listen, it's over. So the friend said, over? Why? What happened? He said, ah, we got married.
My wife says, I have only two faults. I don't listen and some other crap she was talking about. You know,
he never listen.
Yeah, but he said there was like a conference of happy men that married 30 years and more. They were interviewing one guy. He says, why are you still happy? He says, on our 15th anniversary, I took my wife and my mother-in-law to Alaska. So, yo, that's wonderful. Everybody's like, you know, clapping and how beautiful. What inspiration to everyone. And what are you going to do now in the 30 years? Yeah, but I'm going to go bring her back.
And not the mother-in-law.
You know, this blonde going to the doctors. The doctor tell her, listen, you look like exhausted, very, very tired. She said, yes, I am. Well, your nurse called me yesterday. And on the phone she said that I must come today for blood test. And so I prepared myself the whole night.
I've got another good one quickly.
2 minutes.
A guy says, tells everybody that he loves his mother-in-law's feet. And I said, why do you love your mother-in-law's feet? He says, because she always says they're killing her.
Good one, guys. Thank you for being with us. The time is now 18:58.
Not to forget tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Roy.
Yeah, tomorrow at 9 o'clock we'll be here. It's going to be myself. It's going to be Leo. Hopefully he's going to feel better. And, Moshe Starograd. And we're going to have Peter Feldman with us. So tomorrow we're going to talk about some subjects. Maybe some of the subjects we talked to beginning of the day about our lovely, parliament and, I would like you to have a lucky evening, guys.
And enjoy lovely yourself woman.
Lovely woman. Yeah, lovely woman. And don't kill the husbands. Please
love each other and keep safe, guys.
Yeah, keep safe.